coming up on the Kim Gravel Show. Do you have a country music star story? You don't have to name names, that you can share that would shock us.
I have a rock star.
That's story. Even better. Even better.
And I love to name names because I don't think he'll mind, but
this is the Kim Gravel Show.
Let's just go on and spill the tea.
This is one of the realest persons I've ever met.
My mission is to encourage every single woman. We're here to lift y'all up.
There's no one more effective than moms.
You mess with the bull, you gonna get the horns.
I need coffee, I need Jesus, and I need therapy.
If you can bring a smile to people's faces, why would you not?
True confidence is knowing who you are and why you're here. Hey, y'all, and welcome to the Kim Gravel Show. I am so glad you're here because this season we are leveling up our lives and we're going to do it together. So many great topics we're going to be talking about. Today is no exception because we are going to be talking to Hannah Dasher. Talk about a woman of purpose. Talk about a woman who's leveled up her life and really started stepping in to what she is called to do. Hannah's one of our most favorite people ever.
I love Hannah. I love Hannah. I'm just going to say it. That's it. I love her.
But why, Zach?
Every time I see Hannah do anything, it's fun and it's funny and it's relatable. And it's like, oh, she's cooking some recipe that I'm never going to eat. I don't care. I just want to watch her. Like, she's singing a song. She looks great. She's entertaining. That's why I love Hannah. She reminds me a lot of you, Kim, actually.
Well, we're both Georgia peaches. You know, we're both from the South. We're both from Georgia. But I think the thing about Hannah that makes her so great is that she is so gifted. She's got an amazing following on TikTok. She's got cooking shows. She writes music. She travels with her band. But she's just authentically living her God-given call. And to me, I love to interview and talk to people who are walking in. And let me just tell you something, y'all. Just because you're walking in your calling and your purpose does not mean it's easy. Okay. It is the hardest thing you'll ever do, but it's the most fulfilling thing you'll ever do. So when you're walking in your calling and in your purpose, like what you're going to hear Hannah talk about here in a little bit, you are fulfilled. It's not easy, but you have the supernatural energy to complete the journey. You have the confidence to take the next steps. When you get knocked down, you can pop back up. It's that I want every single person that's listening to me right now or watching me right now to understand and comprehend for yourself. That's the leveling up we're talking about. It's about being able to know why you're here and not just know it, because knowing is one thing, but taking action is something different. And so today we're going to be talking to Hannah about how she decided, she recognized her confidence in her calling, and she's stepping in it day by day. So when we come back, we got Hannah Dasher. Y'all don't want to miss this.
Kim, we've been getting so many great reviews on the show. We have so many people leaving us 5-star reviews. It makes me so happy.
Yes.
And I actually thought it would be fun to play a little game with the reviews. I'm going to read you a review that we got on the show, a real review. And I want you to review the review.
Okay. So I'm reviewing the reviewer. Okay.
You're reviewing the review itself. Yes. Here's what we just got a few days ago. This is from Apple. Lee Can. There's like 7 or 8 E's in this name. Wrote.
I love it.
Amazing. Probably one of my favorite podcasts. I usually stay in the political side of podcasts, so it's extremely refreshing.
Oh, wow.
To have her uplifting spirit and joyful attitude while I sit on my porch and drink my coffee. 5 stars.
Oh.
So Kim, first of all, how many stars would you give that review?
I'm going to give Lee 5 stars. I'm going to tell you why. Anybody that can stomach all the political podcast and come out on the other side of it happy in a good mood, that girl's got some mental strength. I love her.
I have one note, though. I have one note personally, because she said probably one of my favorite podcasts. What's going on, Lee Can?
No, listen. She's five star for me. Absolutely five star.
All right. So giving a five star review is so easy. Kim just did it.
It is.
Lee Can just did it. So if you want to give us a five star review, we would love it so much. We might even read show.
Hold on. Not if you want to. Just go on and give it. Just go on down there and give the five star review.
Head over to Apple Podcasts, to Spotify. Head over to our website, KimGravelShow.com. Yes. Give us a five-star review. It helps other people find the show. So you help everyone build this community. We love you.
We love you. All right, y'all are in for the biggest treat of your life. And I'm going to tell you why. Because one of my favorite country music artists is on the show today. Again, this is her second time, but now you're going to get to see and hear her. She has gotten, where do I even begin, Zach? I mean, she's her new single she's got out called That Thing You Like. Wait to hear it. We're going to show you a little bit of it. Let's just do it. She's a TikTok star, y'all, with over 1.5 million subscribers. And she has an amazing show on there called Stand By Your Pan. Wait to hear about that. She's hosted the red carpet for the Country Music Television Awards last year. And she has been working in the music business and on her music career for over a decade. And now she is taking off. And when you meet her, you'll understand. When you listen to her music, you'll know. My dear friend, my Georgia Peach sister, Hannah Dasher, welcome.
Hannah Dasher.
Nice touch. Love that.
Don't you love that, Hannah? That's so you, girl.
That's some Diplo stuff right there, man. You can go places with that. Yes.
Okay. Hannah, you have been so busy, girl. You get a round. What has been going on? Just get everybody a little 411 before we really dive in about your career is taking off. And would you say a lot of it started on TikTok?
TikTok definitely gave me a bigger platform to, expose me to the world. I've been on a weight loss journey the last year or so.
You look gorgeous.
I've been trying to make some transformations on the inside and the outside. So I'm down to about 20 pounds of two pant sizes and working out with Wilson, the Grit and Hustle. He is awesome. I still eat fried chicken once a week. Don't tell him that.
So no, you do it. Do it, honey. In honor of your roots.
But I've been navigating this music release, or this record release, rather, independently. I've enjoyed the freedom to release music at my own leisure and the songs that I want to release with a pedal steel guitar on them, because I've always wanted that and had to fight for that while I was at a label. I use the word fight loosely. I wasn't ugly. I was raised right. But you know what I mean. But yeah, it's
I know what you mean. Yeah. Well, it is a journey, especially in such a male-dominated field. The music industry is male-dominated anyway, but especially country music, because you grew up in Georgia, right? You're a Georgia peach for real. And your influences in country music, I mean, Alan Jackson, right?
Yes. Yes, I welcome that male domination thing. I mean, Reba dominated because she could easily be one of the boys. She was like, well, I'm not cutting a bunch of ballads like these sissies are. I'm going to cut some upbeat stuff like the men are doing. And that's the mentality that I've had when I moved to town as well. I've always been attracted to man music. I love Reba, too. I love women and their talents as
in
well.
Music,
but, you know,
absolutely.
What I'm trying to say.
I totally.
But the artists that you mentioned, like, that spoke to me, obviously, Alan Jackson, Hank Williams Jr., Eric Church, Tom Petty, and Aretha. Those are some acts that I would say are big influences of what I do.
Well, you have that soul, girl. You have that soul. But we got to talk about what I, when I first saw your TikTok show, Stand By Your Pan, so for all of you people who don't know country music, Tammy Wynette recorded a song called Stand By Your Man. Years ago, and it was a huge hit. And so you decided, wasn't this during COVID? Wasn't this during the lockdown? You decided to do this?
Yes, during COVID, everybody was complaining about. Well, the restaurants were shut down, so everybody was stuck inside and having to cook and fend for themselves. And I thought, oh my Lord, girls my age don't know how to cook.
They don't
teach them something. They don't. It's so sad, Zach. I feel sorry for you, honey.
I will say, my wife is a great cook.
Get it, girl. And that's why she's wiped up.
And she's also a food anthropologist. So she knows everything there is to know.
She's brilliant, beautiful, and can cook. But no, Stand By Your Pan was this thing that really took off because it's like these, how many, like minute, 30 second recipes that you put on?
Right, right. Well, yeah, under a minute, the platform was then. Now it's kind of graduated to longer platforms, which I don't really have a lot of time to do longer yeah. videos because I'm obviously trying to reincorporate the music back into that. But I thought, why not marry my country music with my love for food and cooking and my Southern culture, if you will, and capitalize on what's happening and entertain people in the process and just showcase more of my personality, something that they aren't getting on Spotify, that they weren't getting like on Instagram, if you will. So, and it worked. Who knew? I made some joke about Tanya Tucker, love you, girl, and a cucumber tomato salad. And who knows? Who knew that it would do what it's done? Rachel Ray, two shows, Rachel Ray later, and yeah.
Yeah, y'all got to go watch it. And we're going to be talking a little bit later about next steps with that. But you said something recently that I heard on an interview that, girl, because you said you were working on the inside and the out. And I totally get that. I know what you know, we are both women of faith. We grew up in the church. We grew up, I always say my roots are in the dirt and in the church. I have farmers and I have preachers in my background. Yes. So I totally, you know, I know where you're coming from, but you said something recently that I saw in an interview that blew me my mind. And I totally made me love you even more. You said you believe in Godfidence. Not confidence.
Yes.
Godfidence. What do you mean by that? Because so many people watching right now are having a crisis of confidence. What do you mean by that?
Godfidence is God-given confidence. It is, it's spending time alone with God and being self-aware, knowing who you are, knowing what you bring to the table, much of what you talk about in your new book. But it is just, it's being confident in your worth and in what you've called to do. And walking confidently with your head held high, you know, knowing that, you know, that he's the boss man and he's the one that gifted you and called you to do, you know, to walk the path that you're walking, not to ramble on, but confidence.
No, I love it. Have you been able to walk in that all your life? I mean, have you struggled with that some too?
Like, oh, I know I have. It's something that I've definitely had to grow into. I've been heavy and battled with my weight my whole life. I have a twin sister who, growing up and through high school and college was much prettier than me. She had those natural perky double D's and I had to go buy mine, girl. which boobies are confidence. Boobies are power, said Annie Potts on Designing Women. You know what I was.
I remember. Yes. And I totally agree with that.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling not very powerful right now. I just want to say.
But, I mean, your audience will love that. But but it was hard to grow up around. You know, I was an ugly duckling, if you will, around a bunch of beautiful, beautiful, pageanty, gorgeous, really, really pretty girls. And so I had to learn how to capture the attention of a room. But I knew that was by God's design. And I have grown as a human being and become self-aware and, you know, earned a living, a better living for myself, I've been able to grow into that beauty and appreciate all of my imperfections, all of my, you know what I mean? Like I know why God made me the way that he did and why he made me who I am. And it's all kind of come together to create this Hannah Dasher brand.
I know. And Hannah, what I love about it is I would say you are a 100% unique individual. Like everyone is, right? God made everyone special and unique, and that's great. But what I'm saying is you really own that, you know, you own that and you present that and you're inspiring and aspirational to other people who are doing it. What advice can you give to someone right now that's listening that would say, how did you lean into that? How did you take those steps into it? I mean, I heard a little bit like necessity. You're like, I just didn't have it, so I had to reach for it. But what has made you really go after the call on your life, girl?
Well, I think sexiness, having sex appeal and swag is confidence. You can have a person that's, well, it is though. Yeah, you can have, exactly, Grace. You could have a person that's that may be a six or a seven, but... Mm-hmm. To me, they're a 10 if if they carry themselves in such a way. I mean, we've all heard the expression, fake it till you make it. I think it takes 20 days to make a habit. And so if one of those habits you need to create for yourself is to be more confident in who you are, not cocky, because that's something that God's had to humble me in that process and replace that confidence, that self overconfidence in certain areas with Godfidence, because I believe Godfidence also contains humility.
Wow. I hear us. I hear a song in that for you.
I'm an 85-year-old. Well, we wrote one and we just put it out. It's called Ugly Houses. And it's definitely about how God's in the renovation business too. You know, we buy ugly houses.
We flip it. He's a flipper.
He's a fixer-upper and a flipper. Exactly. And I'm learning to, instead of just press forward for, whatever the next thing is, because this town will program you. This town is in Nashville. It's so much a town of, well, what's next? Well, okay, that's great, but what's next? And instead, I've learned to program myself to celebrate little victories. Like, I didn't celebrate my record deal when I got it. Like, I mean, I did. I'm grateful for it. But you know, I didn't stop to take moments to celebrate big victories or little victories. And so I've been much more intentional about that in the last year and a half, I would say, to do that.
Let's talk about how you started in this business, because you say when you first started in the music business, which is a tough business, any business that you're going into, because you're basically an entrepreneur. You're basically your own boss. You're basically your own promoter, your marketer, your Uber driver, your band, your sound. Right. Yeah. Most entrepreneurs are broke. But in order to pay for your band, you had to start cleaning houses. You would sell your guitars. You even sold the first guitar your daddy ever gave you. You know, you've had to really work and struggle to even just be able to have the equipment to go play gigs, bars, community centers, fairs. Right. Like, how did you get started on this?
And it was tough. And I was resentful. If I'm completely honest, of my peers, you know, artists who have passed me, because you know we were both writing for major publishing companies with major publishing deals, but when they were, you know, having rehearsal and you know because they could afford to rehearse their band like they needed to, you know, I was scrubbing toilets and doing the bare minimum and just trying to throw stuff together, with what little bit I could afford and. Anyway, and having to eat Taco Bell and unhealthy kind of stuff because I couldn't afford to buy better stuff. I was pouring it all into the music. And I don't want to ramble on, but yes, all of that, though, has made me so grateful to go to the grocery store. And well, with the exception of, gosh, the last year or two, everything's kind of shot up. But to be able to buy whatever I need, to open my refrigerator and to have a full fridge. And more importantly, to look at my living room here and to see the row and rows of guitars that Fender and Gibson have given me. And so I'm so grateful. Those are my reminders.
What is one of the most favorite songs you've ever written?
Oh, gosh.
Your personal favorite.
My personal favorite? It's going to have to be a tie. Right now, Crying All the Way to the Bank is one of my favorites to perform live. I would say Ugly Houses has to be one of those too. Is it's just, it was my first time sharing my faith.
I love it. Okay. Can I tell you one of my favorites?
Please.
One of the brand new ones you got coming out. Can we listen to a little bit of it?
I have a clip right here for you.
Play it, Zach, because I want to tell everybody why it's one of my favorites.
That thing you like.
So Hannah, right there, let me just tell everybody who's listening right now that loves good country music, that hook right there, because I always say to people, what's the hook gonna be? You know, when I create products or talk about stories or whatever, what's the hook gonna be? Babe, girl, I taught them that thing you like.
a fellow Georgian, Mr. Wynn Varble, who is a comedian in his own right, brought me that hook. And of course, I had to jump on it. And I'm the one that taught him that thing you like. And I'm like, oh, hell yeah. And so I threw in the, you know, never was much of a lover till I got him under the covers.
But I love it because, first of all, that sounds like, you know, you've lived a little bit of that experience. Not going to go into that, but I can tell you, you wrote it.
I feel like good luck, Chuck. Honestly, I just, you train up a man the way he should go. And when he flees from you, he will marry the love of his life because he uses all the good stuff on her. I mean, that's basically, so goes the gift.
That's life. That's life. I love it. And notice she quoted a little bit of Bible in there too. I love it. Only Hannah Dasher could talk about under the covers, a little bit of Bible all in one. That makes a good Southern woman right there.
Well, I've decided no more projects. I want a partner, obviously. And so
I love that.
I've been praying to become content in my singleness. And you know, yes. It's hard. It's hard to be alone. I don't do hard drugs or anything, but I understand why artists kind of fall into that loophole because you have such an adrenaline rush when you're on the road, you're on the show, you know, doing shows, and it's a big high. And then it's a serotonin crash and a real crash when you get home on Sunday evenings. And it's really hard to come home to an empty house, you know, when you've been around lots and lots and lots of people.
Do you think you've had to put your personal relationship, your personal life kind of on the shelf for a little bit as you've been developing this career? Because it is a sacrifice.
Sure, I have. It's hard to navigate, you know, because men can be really jealous of what I do, or resentful of the attention that I receive. But again, that's the wrong man, and I know that the right one's around the corner. I pray that he is. I hope he hadn't gotten hit by a Big Mac. Lord, where is he? I just don't want to be thirsty.
You know what I mean? You
don't want to be thirsty. I'm married, but you know.
This is the thing about Zach. He's surrounded by Southern women, and bless his heart. That's all I'm going to say there is bless his heart, right? Because there's something about Southern women that you got to be able to handle a lot to get.
Are there polygamists in Sacramento? I mean, maybe that's your thing. I don't know that.
I gotta go over to Utah.
She's a one man woman. She's a one man woman.
Yeah. You've been married.
I'm happily married. I'm going on my 10-year anniversary next month.
Congratulations. Don't take that for granted.
Agreed. You were gonna ask me something, Hannah. What'd you say?
How long have you been married?
I've been married 24 years.
That's huge. Yeah. Congratulations. That is huge.
It's huge. And let me just tell you something, y'all, and I'm here talking, and everybody's watching this listening to this is going to agree. Marriage is not easy. Marriage is a choice. It ain't love.
Love is a choice. Yes.
Yeah. People say, oh, I love him. He's my soulmate. I'm like, honey, you have to get up every day and choose that thing. Choose it. And this is the thing. And people always say, you know, can't be so terrible to Travis and blah, blah. I said, no, I'm not. I'm just truthful. I mean, it's just... Yeah. There's power in choice. There's power in deciding this is who I'm going to be, you know, outside of, you know, abuse and things like that. Okay. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times that grass is not greener. It's got a lot of problems.
But what a powerful example you're setting to Blanton and what's your other youngin's name?
Bo,
I can't remember.
Yeah, Bo.
Bo, yeah. But mm-hmm. what a great example. My parents were together for 20, 21 years before they split. But I feel like they really presented a strong example of love and respect to one another. And they're still friends to this day. Anyway, their divorce is actually what sparked my songwriting.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, and I'll tell you something, Hannah, your ideal man is out there for you, but what if you could choose him, if you could make him, if you could just put your vision board going, pray to God, what would he be?
Lord, a younger Randy Houser, a Scott Eastwood. Scott,
oh Lord,
that's Clint's
specific.
Son. He's delicious.
That's very specific.
I haven't. No, I've got to Google him.
Well, someone that's pretty on camera. He doesn't necessarily have to be. Well, I mean, I'm a tall, dark, and handsome kind of type. You know what I mean? But I do love blonde-headed men too. But I like the tall, dark, and handsome. But I always say, must be blessed in the brains and blessed in the britches.
Okay. All right. That's the show. That's it, everybody.
No, it's not. No, we're just getting started. Hang on, people.
We must love Jesus.
this is something you say too. I mean, this is what I love about Hannah. She talks in sound bites. And the great thing about it is, it's scary, Hannah, because when you say things, I know what you're going to say before you say them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, oh, Lord, we're so similar. Here we go. I love what you say. The most successful people are the most self-aware. Amen. Yeah.
But they keep, that comes from, not to interrupt you, Queen.
Go ahead.
But from keeping people around you who are direct and honest with you, because, you know, and people who are in the spotlight, like you guys or like me, we're in a bubble a lot. Like, you can look at our political leaders and all, like people in the spotlight, celebrities, they're in a bubble and people kiss your butt. And I like to keep people around me that tell it like it is and that love me enough and respect me enough to be direct with me and who can also receive that honesty back from me. That's who I keep in my posse. And I believe I'm better for it.
Well, I would agree with you on that. And self-awareness is it's almost a superpower these days. It's something that is not so common. It's almost like common sense. You know, say common sense, not so common anymore. I would even go a step further and say self-awareness with social media, girl, and with everything that's out there, everybody, it's weird because narcissism is at all-time high and so is insecurity. How do those two things coexist in a person? You know what I'm saying?
I think social media, there's just, we're so prone to comparing ourselves, and then there's that instant gratification thing that's thrown in. So we don't develop character and confidence in the waiting for things. And the social skills that come from, having to pick up the phone and call someone as opposed to just sending a, you know what I mean? Having to develop that, I think, also has a lot to do with developing confidence. You know, when you are well received by someone that you meet for the first time, it adds to your confidence. And people have so much less of that, especially the last couple of years we've been shut in.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I see you doing so much more than just singer-songwriter. I see you. Do you have any other aspects? What are your goals, Hannah? Because this is the thing I love about this show and what people take away from what we do is that they're like, yeah, Kim, we love you, but they feel empowered to step into their calling and their destiny. Is there more for you, Hannah, than just being a great singer-songwriter?
Thank you for saying that. I truly believe so. I refer to myself as an entertainer. So whether I'm on camera, whether I'm cooking, whether I'm doing a quick little stand-up piece or whatnot, or doing something on television, I see myself as a representative of country people. But I mean, there's so much rock and roll and what I do as well too with my live show and my love for that, and my group of friends and my fan base is very eclectic. But again, I just I think God made me that way in order to reach people, in order to reach people and kind of and to kind of bridge the gap. I'd like to use my whatever it is that I am. I'd like to use that to kind of bridge the gap, like my blazing and praising line. For one, I probably offended some evangelicals, but I've also brought a lot of hippies, if you will, that don't think the God thing is okay, kind of over to that side. They're starting to ask questions and things like that. And, you know, I don't consider myself a missionary by any means, but I've done the same or trying to do the same with country music. You know, people comment, I don't listen to country anymore, or I don't like country music, but I love this. And I just want to be an entertainer that really bridges the gap.
Well, you might not be a missionary, but you're certainly on a mission.
There you go. Well, I ain't for everybody either, but I know I'm definitely for more than my current audience.
I agree with that. I see TV, movies. Just hang on, girl. Hang on to your bootstraps.
There's stuff in the works. There's stuff in the works, for sure.
Yay! Oh, good, good, good. Oh, Hannah, you've got to tell me everything, honey.
Yes, girl.
But I knew it. I knew it when I saw Stand By Your Pan. I said, there's something to this. There's something exciting. There's something fresh. There's something empowering about you that is a modern day Dolly Parton. And I've said that before to your face, but it, there's something about it. You don't take yourself too seriously, but you take what you do very seriously.
I'll live for that. And I'd love to be a madam in a Western now. I would love to be, as long as I can make it out like a young madam.
The best little whorehouse in Texas, if they redo it, you got to go audition for that, baby.
Or girl, or Hee Haw. Hee Haw is the thing I'm holding out for.
Oh my gosh, those are the days. Hannah, those are the days. Hee hee, how, how, how.
I've been approached by a lot of, you know, like the food industry kind of things to do a food geared show. And I'm open to that, but you don't see Rachel Ray or Paula Deen co-hosting SNL or the Country Music Awards. You don't see them being a guest on Jimmy Fallon or things like that. And I would love to be on SNL. I would love to, like I said, be a representative of the country genre in whatever realm that I'm in. And so I don't want to limit myself to just the food world because, let's face it, my kitchen pays homage to my grandmother, and people, you know, until they meet me in person at a show, they're like, oh, you're so much younger than I thought you were. You know, because girls my age don't cook. And I don't want to limit, you know, I don't want to, you know, limit myself.
Well, you just go through the doors that open because the right doors are coming for you. I say this to people all the time. You know, you make a plan, you work the plan, but be flexible. And I know with my career and my life, I'm not doing anything I thought I was going to be doing. But it's everything I never thought.
Yes.
Yeah. It's everything I never thought I always wanted though. It's like one of those things where like, oh my God, I love this. I never envisioned it, you know, the way it has turned out and the way it's growing, but be flexible because big things are in store for you. Okay. Let me ask you this. I have just recently, and people might judge me. I don't care. I love AI. Now, my mom's like, the devil is a lie. It is the rapture and God is coming back. You know, all this, because I'm sure all of the above is true. Well, I know it's true, but I don't know if it's tomorrow. But girl, and everybody's on strike in Hollywood because of, you know, what AI can do in replacing writers. What do you think about AI and writing country songs? I've never tried to write a country song in AI, but should I?
Well, who's creating the AI? Are they country people? Predominantly, no. Who's programming that robot, you know, or that program?
I love it. No, you're absolutely right.
Can I just
right.
say, you're saying that, Hannah, but I actually did when I was doing prepping this episode, I asked ChatGPT if it knew who you were. And do you want to know what it said?
Uh-oh.
All right. It said...
I got to hear this.
Yeah, Kim hasn't heard this yet. I said, so my question was, do you know who Hannah Dasher is? And ChatGPT said... Oh, absolutely. Hannah Dasher is an incredible country musician and singer-songwriter. She's known for her powerful vocals, witty and honest songwriting, and her infectious energy on stage. With a voice that can make you laugh, cry, and everything in between, she's been making waves in the country music scene.
Oh, I love that. Well, AI, you're a friend of mine, and I love that.
All right, everybody, you have got to go get Hannah Dasher's new music. It's out everywhere. Hannah is everywhere, isn't it?
Yes, on all the streaming platforms. And tell them to come catch the show. I'm on my first headliner tour. It's the Tall Boy Tour. We're coming all over.
What, are you coming to the ATL?
We just had a sold-out show in Atlanta this past weekend, girlfriend. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Put two and two together. Oh, my Lord.
We're going to do something. We're going to do something together. I promise you.
I'd love to do that.
Before we end the show, I always do the rapid fire question. So just, you know the drill. I'm going to ask the question. Bam, 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 bam. Just first thing comes to your mind. Don't even think about it.
Rapid fire questions.
Do you have a secret talent?
No. Well, not as any of y'all's business. I love you.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
That's it.
What word do you want to be added to the dictionary? Oh, Lord. Should we have asked that?
First word that came to mind was cunch.
Okay. First of all, Hannah, I have to just process what you just said. Cunch. So cunch. What is cunch? So what is cunch? So
you have it's to more say, urban slang. I don't know. I haven't thought about
what does it yet, mean? Just, what does it mean?
It means really country, like cunch. Like it's a like it's country. A more it's a less offensive word than redneck should if one would take got offense it. To that.
Okay, that is fantastic. We're leaving it there. I just wanted you to explain it. Okay, here we go. What object brings you the most joy?
Fried chicken.
Oh, me too. Me too. If you could invent a holiday, what would it be?
Oh.
Happy Cunch Day?
I think we ought to have a country music day.
I agreed. 1,000%. National Country Music Day. Okay. What is your favorite recipe?
Favorite recipe, I would say, can I use one of mine? Is that cocky?
No. That's confidence. That's confidence, girl.
Yes, I would say my cat had biscuits. I made a point to perfect that during COVID. So the biscuits.
Oh, I got to get that recipe and try that on the kids. They love it. They love a good biscuit and butter. Just plain old butter.
Try it on your man, girl.
What's the trick? Well, what's the trick to your biscuits?
Yeah.
Whole fat buttermilk. Lard.
Okay.
White lily flour, although they don't pay me to tell you that anymore, but I love them.
But this is the whole thing. Lard is the key ingredient. Lard is something that we're not using as much anymore these days because of the health, you know, ramifications. But I don't know. My grandparents lived to their 90s and they probably ate lard every day.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Good biscuits. My biscuits bring all the boys to the yard. I think it's pinned on my TikTok profile for those that are listening. If they want to reference that video, I will. I'm fixing to start posting more to YouTube, but I will do some longer form videos there that will kind of explain the details of what I do. And when a cookbook comes out, we're in the very early phases of that. I'll make sure to include my biscuit recipe. It will be
included. It. And you have to come back on and promote it. Okay. If you could instantly learn anything, what would it be?
Gosh, more guitar. More guitar. I take some solos live, but I'm inspired by Bonnie Raitt and Dwayne Allman and Clapton. And I'm inspired by really, really great talent. And I wish that I could shred a little bit more.
Do you have a country music star story? You don't have to name names that you can share that would shock us.
I have a rock star.
Even better. Even better.
And I love to name names because I don't think he'll mind. But so Justin Timberlake, it was the year that Chris Stapleton was kind of brought out into the public and Justin Timberlake, and he did Tennessee Whiskey on the CMA Awards and was like, ooh, country music is coming back. Anyhow, I was backstage for the first time and I had so much fun and we had all the free alcohol in us to think that we could get into Justin Timberlake's after party. And after many failed attempts, my girlfriend and I, who was the wife of my publisher and a prominent country, rock and roll country singer, we were walking down the sidewalk with our head hung low and up walked Steven Tyler, Aerosmith. And he says, he called her by her last name. And he's like, Mr. Johnston, what's the problem? We said, we're trying to get into Justin's party. They just won't let us. They're just treating us like second class. And he said, well, screw them. You're my date. And you're my date. And he walked us right in. And it was kind of lame. The party was lame. But isn't that darling?
Oh, my gosh.
I really love Steven Tyler.
I love Aerosmith. There you go. That's a great story. There's no tea spilled there.
Really good story.
No tea. Okay. Name one person you would want to be trapped in an elevator with.
Ooh, Scott Eastwood.
I got to go Google him. Is he hot?
That's Clint Eastwood's son. Can you imagine?
No.
Young Clint Eastwood was yummy.
He was. Okay. Everybody's going to agree with you on this.
He looks just like his father.
He does. Ooh, yes.
Send me a picture. Like text me a picture, Zach. Text me a picture right now.
Oh, my Lord.
Right? Doesn't he have has the eyes?
Don't you want to be trapped in an elevator with that thing?
Okay, Hannah, I'm gonna be praying about that one. I'm going to be praying that for you. Okay. What brings you joy?
My faith.
Mm.
And again, that's a choice. But one of my favorite things to do, moving past that, but is my the meet and greets that I'm doing right now on my tall boy tour. I love to, you know, as long as I'm able to, like I stand in line for about an hour and a half after my show, and I meet people and I sign autographs and I just hug their neck and take pictures with them. And that's my favorite part about what I do, is hearing their stories and, you know, how this video got them through or this song got them through COVID or things like that.
Sweet tea or an ice cold beer?
Sweet tea.
Me, I love tea. Don't you love sweet tea?
Mm-hmm.
I love
Wilson,
sweet tea.
I've been drinking it.
Mom's the word. What is the strangest thing that's ever inspired one of your songs?
I hate to wear out the ugly houses thing, but the We Buy Ugly Houses billboard sign, you know, you wouldn't really think to create a song out of that. But
if you could be on any country music tour with any country music legend, who would it be?
Dwight Yoakam.
Oh, nice. He's a good one. And you know what? He does the acting thing. He's an entertainer. He's not just a musician, yes, singer, songwriter.
Yes, he's so much bigger than Nashville, and Nashville is really just not giving him the love that he deserves. And I'm advocating for him to be in the Hall of Fame as well. I can't believe that he's not, but he is so talented.
So gifted. Last question.
Can we manifest that?
I know you're doing it. I'm totally big on manifestation. How have you made it?
I am making music full time, and to me that is making it. So I look good on paper, and my overhead is really, really, really high. But I believe that's making it. You know, I go to the Kroger and I take pictures with people, and I'm recognized for what I do. AI just knew who
AI.
I was.
So they know who you are.
There you go.
And I got to tell you, your star is just rising, my friend. You are probably one of the most genuine, beautiful humans inside and out. And Hannah Dasher, I'm going to say I knew you when. Just return my calls, my love, because I'm going to see you winning those awards. Grammys, TV, Emmys. I'm not even counting out Broadway. Tonys, all of it. Quadruple threat. Right. You're the GOAT. You're the GOAT, baby.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hope so. There's something here for everybody. There's something on this record, I think, for everybody, too. So
I agree.
I hope it resonates.
All right. Well, we love you, sis.
Thank y'all for having me. Y'all are so much fun.
Come back.
Yes, done. Yes.
I love you, girl.
Hannah. Thanks for being here.
Bye. Zach, do you see why she's one of my favorite country music artists?
I absolutely love Hannah Dasher. She's one of my favorite country music artists, and I'm not even a country music guy.
Well, the thing is,
I'm
about
pretty
Hannah,
sure I might have proposed to her, Kim, during the interview.
I know. I think you kind of have a celebrity crush. This is your celebrity crush.
I have to
crush.
Talk to my wife before this comes out. And
yes, I'm sure she'll be like, whatever, Zach. Anyway, but the thing about Hannah is that I love, and about country music in general, is the storytelling. And there's so much rich history and heritage with all of us, but when it comes to Hannah and her stories, you've got to go check her out. Check her out on TikTok, Hannah Dasher on Instagram, and you know, keep an eye out for her new album that's coming out. Go follow Stand By Your Pan on TikTok and make some of her amazing Southern country recipes, and enjoy her music, because I tell you what, she is truly the real deal, Holyfield. All right, guys. Till next time, this is Kim.
I'm Zach.
And we love you so much. And listen, let everybody know about the Kim Gravel Show. We're always trying to bring you new information, trying to lift you up, trying to help you level up your life. And we love you so much. Until next time, y'all, keep the faith. We love you.
All right, I think we're ready. Hold on. Let me just make sure everything.
I don't want to miss anything, so clue us in.
I know,
you
know, right? Yeah.
I've got a lot to say.
I love it.
Well, who's writing AI?
a Southern man tells better jokes, right? I'm sure artificial
Hannah,
intelligence
stop,
can.
Stop,
I'm,
stop.
I'm sure it's beneficial in some places, but you know.
The Kim Gravel Show is produced and edited by Zach Miller at Uncommon Audio. Our associate producer is Kathleen Grant, the Brunette Exec. Production help from Emily Breeden and Sarah Noto. Our cover art is designed by Sanaz at Mamarian Creative, and Mike Kligerman edits the show. And a special thanks to the team at QVC. head over to thekimgravelshow.com and sign up for our mailing list. Again, we can't do this without you, so thank you for listening, and we love you.